Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, the parsha of this week is Bahar Bechukotai, again a double parsha.
Yes, the Chumash of Vayikra is replete with double parshas. As in a year such as ours, this year, which is not a leap year, so usually we have three double parshas in Vayikra. We have Tazria Metzora, and we have Achrei Mot and Gedoshim, and we have Bahar Bechukotai. That's in order that when the holiday of Shavuos rolls around, the parshas of Noso and Baal Oscho should fit in. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain rhythm to the calendar. And Bahar B'chukotai, B'chukotai is the parsha that contains the first tochacha, the first list, so to speak, of tragedies that will befall the Jewish people that somehow we endure and are meant to point out to us the unique quality of the Jewish people, why we're special people, and God won't take his hand off from us. He won't let us get away. The Talmud tells us, we read it in the book of Ezekiel, that the elders of Israel, an interesting process. When the Jewish people went into exile in Babylonia, so the first generation, they bit off their thumbs in despair. And they said, how can we play songs of Zion in the exile, the exile, the exile, the exile? Second generation already said, well, you know, the exile may not be so bad. The third generation said, it's great, right? Mm-hmm. We're Babylonians of the Mosaic persuasion.
Right.
We're in good shape. So they came to the prophet Yechezkel, and they said to him, listen, Kachol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael, we're going to be like everybody else, right? We're going to be Venezuela, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's mad at Venezuela. And so the Novi said, well, he doesn't know what to answer them. Maybe they're right. You know, they said, we have no country. We, you know, God kicked us out of the land. They burned down the temple. So forget it, right? We're done. We resign. So the Lord appears to the prophet, and he, you know, asks him, what happened today? God always enters into conversation with us. He doesn't just spring it on us. You know, so he said, well, I had people that came today. Yeah, you had people. What did they say to you? So he said, well, you know, they quit. Kachol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. We're going to be just like everybody else. What should I say to them? So God said, tell them, Hoyo lo siya adover azeh. Tell them to forget it. That's not going to happen. Im ki lo em lo chaleyem. I will rule over them. With an outstretched hand and with anger. I'll show them, right? There's a new book by Amos Alon called The Pity of It All, which is a description of 19th and 20th century German Jewry and its headlong attempt to become good Germans and how the lengths that they went to. Mm-hmm. The pity of it all is that it...
That's how it turned out.
That's how it turned out. In fact, it may have exacerbated the problem instead of alleviating it. The justice of the Jewish justice of the Supreme Court, Brandeis, once said that Jews are either the parvenu or the pariah of society. That's our choice. So it's a bad choice. But being the pariah allows a greater chance for Jewish continuity than being the parvenu. So here you have this tochacha. Every word that God said happened to us. There's no hyperbole. There's no, you know, we'll say, well, it's exaggeration. You know, yeah. Everything happened. We have movies of it. Everything happened. But the end is that God said, you will survive, and I'll bring you home, and you'll get it. You'll understand that, you know, that you're a special people and that you have to stick with me, and I'll stick with you to the end, and you can't divorce me, and I'm not going to divorce you, and that this is it. And basically, that brings us to our generation, our time, here in the land of Israel, or wherever Jews are. So we see again that the world, parts of the Tochacha exist now in front of our eyes, right? The world would drown us in a teaspoonful of water if it could.
Well, let me just take you back to the part you just said, where wherever Jews may be, should they be here? Does the Torah expect, do you think, that the covenant can be best fulfilled if the Jews were actually here?
There's no question that the Torah can be fulfilled in the land of Israel to its fullest. Rashi, quoting the Sifrei, says that performing mitzvot in outside the land of Israel is just like keeping in shape for the main event, right? Mm-hmm. So I had friends of mine that ran the New York Marathon. So they would run 60 miles every week.
Just to get ready.
Just to get ready, right? So, but if you don't run the 60 miles, you know, you can't just get up in the morning and say, well, today I'm going to run 26 miles, right? You drop dead.
But if you just get ready and never enter the race.
Right? But if you're running and running and running and you never enter the race, you can't win either. Mm-hmm. And so there's no question that, not that I, in my opinion at least, there's no question that our future lies here. And God conspires to do it. There's 5.5 million people, Jews here, most of whom didn't choose to come here. They got picked up by the scruff of their neck and dumped here. Mm-hmm. So the Lord is doing something, right? He's closing, whether we like it or not, he's closing down the exile. Many, you know, like the Muslim exile is gone. Much of the European exile is gone. Much of the Russian exile is gone. They just got closed down. The French exile, I mean, in our neighborhood now, in Rehavia, you hear French all over, right? Like half of Paris descended on us, right? They finally got it, right? So it's a process. It's a process, but the Tochacha is a real thing. It's not it's not poetry. It's a real thing that happened to us. It happens to us, and we should judge it that way. But we have to have great faith, because the Tochacha ends on a positive note. It ends that I will come and I will get you and I'll bring you home and you'll be a special people, and we'll sort it out, right? Like going to a marriage counselor, right? We'll sort it out yet. Don't worry. And we're in the process of sorting it out. It's a difficult thing. You know, all sorts of different. We brought the entire exile back here with us, too. You know, if you stand at Ben Gurion Airport and you see the luggage that comes off, right? There's nobody in the world that travels the way we do. tremendous bag. So we brought the whole exile, the whole 2,000 years of exile came back here with us. So it takes time to work that through. You know, and you can't do it in 56 years. But we're making a lot of progress. It's better than it was 56 years ago. It's better than it was 10 years ago. In spite of everything, it's better. And even the rifts between the Jewish people, which I don't want to minimize, but they are better than they were 100 years ago. And they're not nearly as serious as they once were. And I think that we see a commonality of Judaism arising, a sense of really what we should do and who we should be. So naturally, there's partisan politics and there are organizations and there are denominations, you know, everything that goes with it, right? And that proves divisive. But in the overall picture, we're making progress. And I hope that the Tochacha is behind us, and at the end of B'chukosai, we finish the Chumash Vayikra, we rise in the synagogue, and we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. To be strong and strengthen others. That's our job, to be strong and to strengthen others. And that's really the message of the parsha.
Completing Vayikra on a positive note with Rabbi Beryl Wein. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.